Hello, parents and grown-ups in our Awe Island family. This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is brought to you by our friends at Kindred Bravely, a premium maternity and nursing brand designed by moms for moms.
Nursing our little ones is a big, important job. Kindred Bravely is a premium maternity and nursing brand that offers supportive, wire-free bras for a variety of sizes, including special sizing for E to I cups. Their nursing-friendly bra selection includes sports bras, sleep and comfort bras, versatile everyday bras, pumping bras, and even bras for nursing and hands-free pumping at the same time. Kindred Bravely also has a variety of nursing-friendly dresses, tanks, and tees, making it easy for mothers to find functional, stylish, comfortable clothing. Save 20% on your purchase when you use discount code AWEISLAND20 on kindredbravely.com. That's KindredBravely.com.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels in Earth. It is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your earth. It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about and focus on your feet. You place your feet in the sand. Do you feel the soft grains slip between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the sand support them. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. The warmth of the beach draws you in deeper. Now focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug as you lie back slowly. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax and sink down into the safe, warm sand. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sand gently surround your arms as they slowly sink down. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach will hold your shoulders gently and give you a nice, cozy hug. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the sand gently warms and cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more. Warm sand covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy warm sand, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Colorful Cardboard. A sunbeam shined through the living room window and hugged the kitty sleeping inside the cardboard box. The little kitty stretched and yawned. Then he gracefully hopped out of the box to find breakfast. Mom quickly moved through the living room as if she was on a special mission and stopped abruptly when she noticed Chance. "It is time for that box to be recycled," Mom said, and she quickly picked Chance up. The cardboard box wondered what it meant to be recycled, as Mom set him in a green bin and closed the lid. Chance looked around. The bin was filled with cardboard, paper, and aluminum scraps. The cardboard box wondered where the boy and girl were. What if they wanted to have another adventure? Did they know where to find him? Chance took a deep dragon breath, in and out. and hoped that the boy and girl would be okay as he started a new adventure. Just then, the lid opened, and Chance heard, "There he is!" The girl pulled the cardboard box out as her brother held the recycle lid open. Chance sighed with relief and looked back at the recycle bin. There was an island on it and a name, but he was quickly whisked out of the garage before the cardboard box could read it. "Why were you in the recycling bin?" the boy asked Chance. "Maybe Mom didn't know this was our box," the girl said. "We need to make sure Mom and Dad know that this is our cardboard box," the boy said. Chance wondered how they would do that. "I know," the little girl announced. "Let's color him. Then it will be obvious that this is not an ordinary cardboard box." "That is a great idea," the boy said. "We can draw all the things he is to us." With enthusiasm, they went to collect their crayons and markers. As the kids hurried from the living room, Chance thought about how he had traveled to the colorful planet with the kids and had wanted to be anything but brown. Now he would have his wish. The cardboard box felt excited, wondering what color he would be. The boy and girl returned and began their work of art. They flipped the cardboard box upside down and began to color the bottom of the box blue. "I'm making waves," the boy announced as he drew a pattern. Chance felt happy. Blue was one of his favorite colors. Once the kids had colored the bottom of the box, they flipped Chance over. The girl scooted over to the front of the box, holding a black marker, and then began to draw. Her brother, feeling curious, peeked over to see what she was doing. "Wow, you're drawing the front of a train." She smiled proudly and picked up the green marker to fill in the grill. "I'll need the red next for the wheels," she said. "What are you making?" With a broad smile, her brother said, "Come see." "Cool," the girl said when she saw he had been busy drawing wings on Chance's inside flaps. Then the boy held one flap straight up so his sister could see the outside. "See? When we have the flaps down, we're in a plane. And when the flaps are up, we're in a hot air balloon," she shouted. The colorful balloon covered the outside of the flaps. Chance was feeling more and more colorful and extra special. He wondered what the kids would draw on his sides. They both were busy coloring. "Let's switch sides," the boy suggested. "Okay," the girl said and giggled with excitement when she saw the spaceship her brother had drawn. "Cool," the boy exclaimed as he saw the elaborate car his sister had colored. Together, the kids drew a boat motor on the back of the box. Chance could be almost anything now. It just depended on what direction the kids were facing. Chance noticed that the front flap was still just brown and wondered what the kids had planned. Then the little girl took a blue marker and drew a big question mark. "What's that for?" her brother asked. "It's so we remember that we get to decide where we're going next," she replied. Now Chance really felt like he could do or be anything. As the kids finished their project, their mom came into the living room to tell them it was time for lunch. She looked puzzled and asked, "Is that the box I picked up this morning?" The little girl said, "Yes, we found it in the recycling bin." The little boy added, "It's our imagination, friend. It did look like an ordinary cardboard box, so we can see how you thought it should be recycled." The little girl nodded and said, "Now it's colored, so you won't be confused." "Oh, I see," their mom said. "Sorry about that." Chance felt relieved to know that their mom understood. He didn't feel ready to be recycled, whatever that meant. As the kids left to go have their lunch, he yawned, feeling tired. The little kitty decided a nap was a great idea, too, and hopped right into the box. Before snuggling in, the little kitty sniffed the drawings on its comfy bed. The little kitty purred, and Chance knew the drawings had been approved. The cardboard box smiled and relaxed, thinking of all he had to be grateful for. Chance was grateful the purring kitty enjoyed his new artwork. He was happy the kids had given him some spectacular designs. Most of all, the cardboard box was happy the kids had found him and taken him out of the recycling bin. Chance hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As the cardboard box relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the soft carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box drifted off to sleep, wondering where he would travel with the kids on their next adventure. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.